Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Kovet Shemayim, Perek Beis, Oyestua. This is Shir number 37. Chavetz Chaim brings Chazal that tells us that Lashon Hara kills three. The one who speaks the Lashon Hara, the one who accepts the Lashon Hara, and the one who is spoken about. And where do we find this? In Sefer Shmuel, you find this by Doeg HaDoimi, who spoke the Lashon Hara, to Shaul HaMelech, who accepted the Lashon Hara, about Achimelech, the Kohen, who was spoken about, and he was killed. Yir Aleph says, the Chavetz Chaim, in the next piece, Asara Nisyonis Nisav Aseinu, there were 10 tests that we were tried with, and tested with. Uvukulun Leinechtam Gzardinam, and of all of the tests, it was only the Gzardin, only the, our Gzardin was sealed, because of the oven of Lashon Hara. Because of the chet, the speaking Lashon Hara. We normally think, the next piece, Chavetz Chaim tells us that we normally think that an action is worse than saying something with your mouth. It's just words. However, halachically, that's incorrect. One who says something with his mouth is more severe than one who does something with his hands, with an action. Where do you see this? Where do you see such a halacha? Because a person who violates a lady or persuades her to do an aveira, he pays 50 shkolim. But a person who says Maitzi Shemra, he says a bad thing about her, that she is not a pure lady, the punishment is mea kesef, and lashes as well. So you see, one who says something with his mouth is more serious, is more chomer, than even the person who does an aveira, an actual maisa.